Last week, Lake Central played in a state championship girls softball game led by a pitcher who has to be one of the best student athletes in the state, in Alexa Panarski. This weekend, Andrian takes on Silver Creek for the Class 3A baseball championship in Indianapolis. And the 59er starting pitcher will be a young man who has a 4.4 grade point average and will go to college at Vanderbilt. Mike Doolin has been impressive on the mound and in the classroom all season long. And his next assignment will be to lead Andrian to yet another state championship. And as you'll hear, he is looking forward to the challenge.
Oh my goodness, it's a dream come true. I never really imagined what it would be like, but now that it's here, it's crazy. Just the emotions are racing. It's a good time.
And of course, you keep up a tradition because Coach has been to a few state championships and won a few, so
yes.
How cool is that?
You know what, it's nice to be a part of the history of Andrian. The history of Andrian baseball is such a long history, and it's just a great tradition he's built here, and it's just great to be a part of like the long family that's been built.
So let's talk about your season and how it feels to be the ace of this staff.
I mean, it feels good being the one on the mound in the big games and being the person everyone kind of looks to make the big plays. I like being under pressure, and I like being the one everyone looks to. It's been a good year on the mound, and I'm just looking to continue it into the state championship this Saturday.
Let me take a wild guess and say that you're going to be the starter on Saturday.
Yes. I am. That's been pretty well known since the beginning of the season that if we made it this far, I'd be the starter, and I'm just getting ready emotionally, mentally, physically getting ready for this game.
Tell me the one thing you've learned from Coach that has really helped you.
I think body language is the biggest thing. Just when growing up, things have usually gone my way, just on the mound at least, and preparing to what it's going to be like when it doesn't go my way and how I should react, especially being the leader of this team. Just body language needs to be good, and everyone looks at you, so you got to be ready for everyone to look at you during the good and the bad.
The way you're talking, you enjoy that leadership role, do you?
Yes, I love it. I love being the one everyone looks to make the big play, the big pitch. When we need a couple words to be said, it's either me or Clay, and I love that role. I love being that person for this team, and it's good to have.
Has there been any adversity that you guys had to overcome before you got to this point?
Yes, we've played a couple rough games. We've had a couple long streaks of hitting where we haven't been hitting where we needed to be and how we've been wanting to hit, and I think on the mound we've had some struggles, and the entire staff as a whole, but we battled through it, and I mean, here we are competing for a state championship.
And of course, the team that takes care of the adversity the most is the one that's going to be where you guys are
exactly.
Right now.
It's a game of adversity. You got to battle through it, and the team that succeeds the most is the one that takes the adversity, learns from it, and gets better.
What's the preparation coming up for Saturday?
You know, it's just getting better in all aspects of the game, hitting, pitching, mentally, just kind of control our emotions and try to do the best we can and go out there and just compete. I mean, he asks for us every day, just compete and get better, and that's what we're going to try to do on Saturday.
Was there any pitcher that you basically look up to in Major League Baseball and say, that's what I want to be?
Justin Verlander, just the way he attacks everyone with his fastball, gets ahead early with his fastball, and just his breaking pitches, second to none. Just love the way he pitches, love the way he commands his zone, and that's who I really love watching, and that's who I want to be like.
Before we let you go, hypothetical situation. You pitch a shutout on Saturday, or better yet, you guys win the state championship. What's the first thing you want to do after that's taken place?
Oh, my goodness. Probably the first thing I want to do is hug my catcher. He's been there all year for me. He's caught everything. He's been great stepping up as a sophomore and just being the catcher we needed him to be. And then right after that, I think I'm going to run to center field and give Clay Thompson a hug because he's been a big brother to me, my best friend since I've been here. And just sharing that moment with him will be just a dream come true.
You know a Golden State Warrior then, right?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Bad joke. I'm sorry. Bad joke. And by the way, let's name your catcher. Who is he?
Jake Mullen.
There you go. I want to get his name out there. Congratulations on getting this far and wish you the best on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Andrian pitcher Mike Doolin joining us on Lakeshore Sports 219. Later in the week, you'll hear from Andrian coach Dave Pischer and Northwest Indiana Times sports writer Jim Peters as we celebrate Andrian going to the state championships in high school baseball. So make sure to stop by again, okay? That's Lakeshore Sports 219 for today. I'm Tommy Williams. God bless you. We'll see you next time.